once you hit the third phase of a third stage of Bodhi mind development, when you locate the gateway and can actually illuminate that nature, means you develop until that trust, the false support, until that nature become very clear and very, very beautiful. Means you can illuminate until that whole nature inside there become very, very bright, very clear, and very complete. And during that time, you will not fall back anymore. You will not regress anymore. So your heart area here, front and back, the whole thing, finally become like hollow, nothing inside that. It doesn't mean it's physically hollow, please. Hollow means you have developed the transformation that nature has actually transformed until like truly empty inside there. And that nature, very, very unique one. I also don't know how to let you understand. Because this one, it's just like the great being's nature. Now, once you reach here, the gateway, then your nature will start to evolve. Like this one now, it's already evolved on you. A lot of cultivators of the way of being who have the ability, they can draw, tap from here without them knowing. And they will sense it, a very strong one. And this one cannot be depleted. The more people draw, the more enhanced it becomes. Then the more I share Dhamma, I deliver, the stronger it becomes. So all this, as you develop the cultivation, you will know. The third stage is already very powerful. After this, you will never regress. Then after that, you move on to cultivate Bodhi mind that renounces samsara. This is phase 4 or stage 4 to attain Buddhahood. This means you already know samsara is just form and mind, not me and no reality. That's the reason why you will renounce samsara. Because to you, samsara, I got no more problem, manasana. You can just say bye-bye. Because you would like to come, manasana. You won't go and worry like the thought-based people. Wow, take so long, or aeon and aeon. Or you sure you can? Where got such thought? Because once your nature illuminates that thing, the form and mind become very clear. Samsara is nothing. Actually, samsara is like what the Heart Sutta say. When you realize true emptiness is wonderful existence, that's why you keep on coming. That's why some of the great beings, like Tizang Wang Pusa, Kuan Si Ying Pusa, Pu Xian Wen Su, you know why they want to remain as Bodhisattva? They can actually realize Buddhahood. Because no point, you understand now? They like to do this, or they like to keep on coming. And they already know no difference to realize that samasam Buddhahood is sooner or later. Whenever, when they want that condition to arise, it can actually happen. But in the meantime, their nature is very, very happy and contented to do what they are doing. And they take the type of vow that prevent the samasam Buddhahood from arising or not. Like Tizang Wang Pusa, you know one of the vow is what? Not until hell is empty of hell beings will he attain samasam Buddhahood, full enlightenment. You think he you use the word what? You cannot use the word stupid. You think he doesn't know how to perfect himself. It's because he purposely put them out so that he can stay very long in that stage of bodhisattvahood to remain to do what he wants to do. Then like a lot of people say, you vow, the first basic vow, to take a cross and liberate the limitless living being of the 3 period of time. You think how long it take? Unending, understand? But it doesn't mean that that will hinder them. Because once the perfection is finished, it's up to that nature, how he wants to develop it. So all this understanding, when you cross this cultivation, when you reach all these stages, you will understand. That's the reason why you will renounce samsara. you won't be afraid of it anymore. You won't worry about it anymore. Even when the thought tells you the way may take eons and eons of cultivation. So how to take it? How to walk it this way? It's crazy, people will tell you. That's just the thought telling you. That's the reason why the deluded one dare not do it. Dare not do all this because they don't understand. But the fourth stage, by the fourth stage, this delusion is no more. That one, I think, typo mistake. That's the reason why it can renounce samsara. For samsara is just a phenomenal world of consciousness, condition arising, causal phenomenon. You must know how to come. That's the reason why one of my teachers told me, if you know how to come, you will know how to return. You can return to the source. If you don't know how to come, then what happens? All these are due to your delusion because you don't know who you are, what you are, who takes you here. The law of karma, which is your good friend, actually take you here. And every life you come, you also don't know what is going on because of your self-delusion, sakadity. You only complain, have fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation to pay back your karma. Then every time blame people. Why am I like that? Why am I so unlucky? Why is God so unfair? But in the past, when you did all this to others early on, you didn't ask all these questions yourself in the same way. But when karma hits back at you, where you reap what you sow, you complain and you cannot understand why you are so miserable. Then you complain, why is everything not right? You make other people miserable and fearful because you don't have that right thought or sympathy towards them through your delusion. You heedlessly continue to do all those karmic evil. And life after life when you come, you have to pay back all this karmic debt.